The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. 9-0. I told you, I predicted that this would be the score, right? The 9-0 Supreme Court decision in the case for Trump to be on the ballots throughout the Republic. We got the victory that we knew would come. If you watch this program, we knew it was going to be a 9-0 blowout. I'm going to tell you why and how we knew it and invite you to always know such things when they happen. The same thing with the immunity case. Now, it won't be a 9-0, but it will be a victory. I'm going to explain to you why and how that's possible and why I believe it to be true. Ladies and gentlemen, The Right Side with Doug Billings is now upon you. Are you ready? Let's go.
Hey, everybody. My name is General Mike Flynn, and I'm here to do a big shout-out for my great friend and one of the best in the business, Mr. Doug Billings, Right Side with Doug Billings, Right Side with Doug Billings. Doug is the future of the airwaves when it comes to independent broadcasters and podcasters. He is the new Rush Limbaugh. He's exactly what America needs right now, looking for honesty, looking for wisdom, looking for truth, looking for patriotism. Listen to Doug Billings at Right Side with Doug Billings. God bless you and God bless America and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are winning. We're winning, winning, winning. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Are you ready?
We are not liberal snowflakes who melt away in the face of tragedy, adversity, and challenge. We are a covenant nation under God. And his divine providence is not dead and it's not gone. It is living within each and every one of you. And you will bring it to life in such a way that the world has never seen before. We never back down. We never give up. We march forward.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I express views from the side of liberty, life, logic, and truth. Right here, giving you an accurate analysis of the state of play in America today. The ability I had to predict that the Supreme Court would unanimously rule in their crushing rebuke to the radical left woke Colorado Supreme Court, which is an appointed court, by the way, not an elected court of the people, is again proof that you need only come here, my friends, to gain truthful and accurate analysis of the state of play in America. And this is the place where you can become members of the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land. So much to talk about here, folks. I want to say thank you for those of you who have gone over to DougBillings.us and supported the program over there. You know, we have been demonetized by the radical left. The program is 4 years old. We never charge you to watch this program or to listen to it. Multiple millions of you listen to the program on any number of your podcast platforms out there. We're on almost every one of them. So just simply search for The Right Side with Doug Billings on your favorite podcast platform. But go also over to DougBillings.us and click on the support tab at the top of that website, please, and offer a prayerful, reoccurring monthly donation, $5, $10, if you can afford $20, $100, whatever it might be. We need your help. I need your help. This is how I make a living. It's also how I give you the show. And again, as I said, I never charge you for the show, but I need to be able to produce it, to deliver it to you, and to launch it on all of these platforms, and it takes time and treasure in order to do that. So I'm asking you, and it's Lent. So instead of giving something up, add something, add The Right Side with Doug Billings that can add so much benefit to your life and cause you to become, again, the members of the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land. Say goodbye to the nonsense shows and turn your attention toward this one. DougBillings.us. At the top of that webpage, you'll see a support tab. Please click on it and consider prayerfully donating to the program over there. I knew that this case was going to be a 9-0 blowout in favor of President Trump. I knew it. Anybody who could read the case, especially those of you who listened closely to the oral arguments, I'm sure you also knew this was going to be a shutout. of the radical woke liberal agenda, a complete shutout. March 4th, 2024 will go down in history as the day the Supreme Court stood up unanimously, not only for the Constitution, but for we the people of America. We the people who, thank you very much, will be the ones who decides who is on a ballot and who is not. Thank you. And also keep in mind that today, March 4th, was supposed to be the first day of Jack Smith's trial against Trump, the day before Super Tuesday, folks. That's what tomorrow is, Super Tuesday. That date by Jack Smith was supposed to be today. It's not going to happen now because the Supreme Court has taken over and said, hang on, we're going to step in and make some decisions here. So Jack Smith did not get his way, did not get to start a trial, wage lawfare again against President Trump the day before Super Tuesday. And so now we can rest assured that this very moment, behind closed doors and meetings with cigars and scotch and on Zoom calls across the country, members of the Commu-Socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, are plotting to use all events and all means necessary and at their disposal to continue to engage in election interference operations. That's exactly what they've been doing. That's exactly what all of these cases are. They're about removing the leading and most desired candidate ever in the history of America from the presidential race, from removing him from the ballot. That's all it's ever been about, and Americans know this. To deny that this has been about election interference is only to demonstrate the height of intellectual immaturity. And what's also important to notice, ladies and gentlemen, that not even the Colorado Supreme Court was unanimous in their desire to block President Trump from their state ballot. It was a 4-3 vote to remove Trump. Close vote in Colorado. And Colorado, it'll be interesting to watch in November, Colorado will go for Trump. Mark my words. And so with all of this being decided, we now know that Trump will be on every ballot in the United States in November. The Supreme Court has ruled again unanimously that states don't have the power to remove Trump or any candidate from the ballot. That's a job left to Congress, and you've got to legislate that. Thanks again, ladies and gentlemen. Heading over to DougBillings.us. I do appreciate it very much. It means the world to me that we can continue to bring you this show. The left has been coming after us quite aggressively as of late, so I'm dependent upon your help. DougBillings.us, it's my website. Not only can you see and listen to every show that we've ever done over there, there's also news articles of interest. You can keep in touch with the pulse of America through my opinion, through the opinion of people who write for the program. But more importantly, at the top of that webpage at DougBillings.us, you'll see a support tab. I'm asking you to please click on that. Prayerfully consider a recurring monthly donation, $5, $10, $20, $100, whatever you can afford. Maybe it's more than that. It's how we can continue to bring you the show and to make a living doing it. We have left corporate America to pursue this. I'm sure many of you have a feeling as if God had tapped you on the shoulder. Maybe it was during the time of and the beginning of COVID when you had to readjust. Maybe you were fired, and at the time you were devastated, but now you've found something new, and it's as if God said, hey, whoa, don't panic. Here, I've got you. Here's what I want you to do instead. I get that feeling every day when I get to talk with you. The good people of America out there, I really do believe that God has tapped me on the shoulder to do this new endeavor to pull me out of corporate America and put me here. So DougBillings.us, there's a support tab at the top of the webpage. Please click on it. And I think it's fairly intuitive from that point on. Choose the amount that you can contribute on a monthly basis. I appreciate you. Stay with me. A lot more to talk about on this great day, March 4th, 2024, a day that will go down in history as a victory for the Constitution and the American people given to us by a unanimous Supreme Court. I'll be right back. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that you could change the trajectory of your aging process, look and feel better, live younger, be more active, less pain when you move around, sleep better, diminish the lines and the wrinkles on your face? Really? This is what I'm telling you. It's possible. You see, low stem cell activity happens when we get older, and it could be causing many of the health problems that some people have in the world today. Because as we get older, we have less stem cell activity, which means we age faster and we heal slower. The secret is a clinically proven and patented phototherapy non-transdermal patch, whose technology is the result of over 90 clinical studies and over 20 years of research. Your healthier life can begin today, and you can discover true age reversal. Age reversal, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. liveyoungerwithdoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there today. Or if you'd like, text my name, Doug, to 41372. Doug, text it, 41372. And get over to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Get younger. Feel younger. I'm doing it. I'm wearing this patch. I feel great. And so will you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
I want to tell you about the good people over at EMP Shield, electromagnetic pulse, ladies and gentlemen. It can fry your home electrical system or your vehicle's electrical system. But if you attach one of these, now this is for your breaker box at home. There's a smaller version that goes on your battery of your car, your vehicle, that will prevent it from being fried in the event of an electromagnetic pulse. Because as you know, thanks to Administrator Biden, many people coming across the border now who don't exactly have the best of intentions. Protect yourself. EMPShield.com. Get huge discounts over there if you use the promo code Doug.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks again for being with us today. I'm doing what God has called me to do, to tell you the truth, to provide you an avenue to the truth and the proper analysis of the state of play in America. The 9-0 Supreme Court ruling today was something I said would happen months ago. And today we have been vindicated in that belief. And ladies and gentlemen, you can keep up with all of this if you go to DougBillings.us. DougBillings.us, all of the shows, a lot of news articles, other things. There's merchandise over there. You got to get a shirt, got to get a hat, you got to get a mug. Take a look over there and see what we've got. But primarily, go to DougBillings.us and look for the support tab at the top of that page. Click on it and prayerfully consider, please, a reoccurring monthly donation to the program so that we can continue to make a living here and bring the program to you. So that's what we have here. March 4th, the day the Supreme Court said no to election interference as put forth by the radical, woke, liberal agenda. Not going to happen. And a 9-0 vote. And people, you know, when I say that's the left has been engaging in election interference, look, they've done it before. Republicans have done it. Both sides have interfered in elections. It's not a secret. But what we have now is the beginning of the end. They're going to try to do it again, perhaps. They're going to continue to wage this lawfare against President Trump, which is nothing more than another example of election interference. But we will continue to see victories within the courts and especially within these nonsensical 91 indictments that have been brought against President Trump. You see it yourself. His popularity begins to get even better and better and more. It rises even more with every indictment, with every time this hits the news cycle. The Commune Socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, focuses on trying to convince just a smattering of judges around the country, a smattering of woke and liberal judges, mind you, that Trump should be eliminated from the ballot. He should be eliminated from contention for the presidency of the United States. That's all they focused on, just a few judges. They have failed to convince the majority of Americans of this liberal, nonsensical view. And the majority of Americans are rejecting it. Their plans to interfere in elections via lawfare have backfired magnificently so. And for every one of the 91 indictments that have been brought against President Trump, I can give you 91 million people who are now more in favor of President Trump than ever, precisely because of the 91 indictments. And evidence of this collapse is becoming more and more apparent every day, because you listen to this program, ladies and gentlemen, you are very much aware that President Trump's popularity in the polls is rising, and he leads in every single presidential poll out there. He beats Biden in every one of them. And he's leading because of several factors, but most interestingly to me is that John and Jane Doe on the streets of America, who may have voted for Administrator Biden, are coming to the Republican side precisely because of the ridiculous lawsuits and charges that have been arrayed against President Trump. Trump is leading among Hispanic and Latino voters, my friends. Trump is leading among Black people with an astonishing, now get this, with an astonishing 500% increase from 2020. Trump is leading among white people. The majority of 2020 Biden voters back then, which is 73% today, believe he's too old to be an effective president. 73% of his 2020 supporters believe he's too old. 55% of Americans believe that the prices of food and other basic necessities will continue to increase if Biden is reelected. Meanwhile, 75% of Americans, 75%, believe that President Trump will stop the illegal immigration nightmare that Biden has caused. And remember, my friends, illegal immigration is now the number one concern of American voters across the board, as well it should be. This is a nightmare. The catastrophic destruction and dilution that this issue is doing and presenting to our national identity is absolutely horrific. And make no mistake about it, what that border crisis means is that the radical left and liberal, purposeful and nefarious plan is to do this: to dilute American identity, to dilute American exceptionalism, and eliminate our unique and blessed American identity. And mark my words, friends, members of the radical left, whether they are in mainstream media, whether they are in entertainment or politics, or just some talking head on television or on a podcast, will begin to claim the Supreme Court is corrupt. Or they'll say, the courts are failing to save our democracy from Trump. So a couple of points about that. First of all, you cannot prove or otherwise make a claim that the court is corrupt when they've just issued a unanimous 9-0 decision. And secondly, to bemoan the false notion that the courts have to save our democracy from Trump is ridiculous. Let me remind you, it's not the court's place to remove any candidate from ballots in any state. And besides that, we are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. Be very aware of anybody who continually refers to the United States as a democracy, because the person who does that is not a patriot. That person is a commune socialist. No matter if there is a D or an R after their name, if they refer to us continually as a democracy, that person is not our friend. He's not a friend of the republic. We've got to begin to be aware of these kinds of nuances that are out there, and they exist. All right, my friends, listen, I've been asking you, to go over kindly, please, and prayerfully consider landing on my website, dougbillings.us. At the top of the page, a support tab, you'll see it. Click on it and prayerfully consider a recurring monthly donation to the program. We appreciate it. We are demonetized. The radical left has come after us. We have made a living No one's getting rich, and I'm a one-man operation, so I'm not getting rich. I can tell you that. I am getting by with the good grace of God, you, and a few sponsors. Sponsors you see and you hear from during the commercial breaks, and I, meanwhile, make an appeal for you to go to DougBillings.us. If you like the show, if you like the message that I provide here, if you like the analysis of the state of play in America, I'm asking you to please go to DougBillings.us. Click on the support tab and prayerfully consider a recurring monthly donation to the program. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be right back after this break.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that you could change the trajectory of your aging process? Look and feel better, live younger, be more active, less pain when you move around, sleep better, diminish the lines and the wrinkles on your face? Really? This is what I'm telling you. It's possible. You see, low stem cell activity happens when we get older, and it could be causing many of the health problems that some people have in the world today. Because as we get older, we have less stem cell activity, which means we age faster and we heal slower. The secret is a clinically proven and patented phototherapy non-transdermal patch, whose technology is the result of over 90 clinical studies and over 20 years of research. Your healthier life can begin today, and you can discover true age reversal. Age reversal, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. liveyoungerwithdoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there today. Or if you'd like, text my name, Doug, to 41372. Doug, text it, 41372. And get over to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Get younger. Feel younger. I'm doing it. I'm wearing this patch. I feel great. And so will you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. I am standing shoulder to shoulder with Mike Lindell and his employees over at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Billings when you go over there to MyPillow.com. Everything that you need. You already know about the sheets, the pillows, obviously the pillows, the slippers, the best slippers in the world, ladies and gentlemen. They even have dog beds and pet beds over there. I've got two of them for my service dog, Jet. Absolutely, I do. MyPillow.com, stand shoulder to shoulder with me and Mike Lindell as we support his employees as he endeavors to become one of the refounders, if you will, one of the refounding fathers of our republic. It's the least we can do. MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Please, ladies and gentlemen, MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Believe it. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. I'm standing with you shoulder to shoulder. We are in this together as we persevere through this nightmare that the Commune Socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, has cast upon us. And I am leading you to understand and to know and realize that this life and this republic is filled with the wonder, the joy, and the meaning that God intends your life to discover. And we will. And today's ruling is an example of that. We are a hopeful nation. America is not on her deathbed. We're in a nightmare. We're waking up from the nightmare. And today's Supreme Court decision helps nudge even more people closer to that great reawakening. I also want to remind you about DougBillings.us. Please head over there, DougBillings.us, at the top of the website. Click on the support tab. Prayerfully consider making a recurring monthly donation to the program over there. I got it when I was at this last commercial break. I got a text from somebody who's watching one of the shows, and I said, "What's that lapel pin you got on there, Doug? I see you're wearing an American flag. What's that other lapel pin?" And I assume they mean the one over here on the right side lapel. The flag, the American flag, is on the left because that's traditionally where we place our hands when we say the Pledge of Allegiance or when we sing the national anthem. So I put the flag over on the left side where I would put my hand. On the right side here on the lapel is a symbol that represents the Eucharist in Jesus when he started the Catholic Church, instituted the Eucharist. And for me, it's a very important part of life. And the Catholic Church this year is having a Eucharistic revival year and reminding us that the Eucharist is the focal point where Jesus becomes real, that we can have communion with Jesus Christ himself. And so I wear the pin as a reminder to myself, started wearing it during Lent, as a reminder of what's to come as we prepare ourselves for the most sacred of all of the Christian holidays, that's Easter. And so that there it is, though. That's what it is, and I appreciate the question. That's the answer. So, all right, well, back to the Supreme Court, back to setting the stage now for November, because we're going to see, now that President Trump has prevailed, he will be on the ballots in every state. All of these other states who had similar nonsensical issues and cases pending to try to remove him from the ballot, those are all going to go away. It's all nonsense. We all knew it. It's all a product of intellectual immaturity and devised primarily, some would say only, to interfere in the 2024 election. But let me then now segue to the immunity issue, because you've noticed undoubtedly, I haven't really been talking a lot about the immunity case, but now in the light that has been shed on the country with this 9-0 decision, I do have a few things to say that I've been thinking about for some weeks now about this immunity case. Now, Trump will prevail in this immunity. I do not think it's going to be a 9-0 victory, but I do believe he will prevail. And the specific case is really going to be a template going forward for all other presidents who also, by the way, should have immunity from these kinds of things that Trump is facing. Presidential immunity, and this is important that we all understand this, presidential immunity in the context of how the founding fathers envisioned our republic was intended. The founders wanted the president to have this kind of immunity. And the founders provided us a specific mechanism by which we can deal with presidents who commit high crimes and misdemeanors, right? It's the impeachment process. That's what the founders gave us. And President Trump, as you all know, was impeached twice by Congress. And he was acquitted, that means found innocent, twice by the Senate. So he's innocent. To wage lawfare against him or any president in the case of an immunity issue such as being raised against Trump would subject President Trump to double jeopardy, and that is illegal. And so for those reasons and others, they're going to find in Trump's favor. So brace yourselves for that. The radical left will continue to claim that the court is corrupt. It's nonsense. We're not going to put term limits on the Supreme Court. We're not going to make the bench of the Supreme Court deeper by adding more judges or justices to it. That's not the founders' intent. We will every day on this program remind you that the founders' intent matters, and proper context of the founders' intent matters as well. That drives liberals crazy, especially when you begin to talk about how they wanted Christianity to be part of the American societal fabric. The founders did. Oh, the liberals go crazy when you bring that up. Separation of church and state. Thomas Jefferson said it. Continually taking Jefferson out of context every time they say that. I'll have more about that in the last segment of the program. But immunity will be granted. The Supreme Court will rule in President Trump's favor, probably right along the conservative liberal lines. You cannot have a president make decisions in office and then, because some party disagrees with those decisions, decide to file lawfare against that president. You can't have that. No president would have the guts to make such decisions going forward to lead the country in a proper way. That's exactly what the founders envisioned happening, and they wanted to avoid that. The impeachment process. If you're worried about what a president does, impeach him and have both houses of Congress uphold the impeachment. There you have it. That's what's going to happen with the immunity case. I promise you that. Look, I got to take one more break. I'll be right back for the last segment of the show. And I again implore you, DougBillings.us. Ladies and gentlemen, head on over there. At the top of the page, there is that support tab. Click on it and prayerfully, please, prayerfully consider a recurring monthly donation to the program. DougBillings.us, the top of the page, support tab. Click on it. Go for it, please, and bless us as we, I hope, attempt to bless you by virtue of this program. I'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with me. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that you could change the trajectory of your aging process? Look and feel better, live younger, be more active, less pain when you move around, sleep better, diminish the lines and the wrinkles on your face? Really? This is what I'm telling you. It's possible. You see, low stem cell activity happens when we get older, and it could be causing many of the health problems that some people have in the world today. Because as we get older, we have less stem cell activity, which means we age faster and we heal slower. The secret is a clinically proven and patented phototherapy non-transdermal patch, whose technology is the result of over 90 clinical studies and over 20 years of research. Your healthier life can begin today, and you can discover true age reversal. Age reversal, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. liveyoungerwithdoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there today. Or if you'd like, text my name, Doug, to 41372. Doug, text it, 41372. And get over to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Get younger. Feel younger. I'm doing it. I'm wearing this patch. I feel great. And so will you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
I want to tell you about the good people over at EMP Shield, electromagnetic pulse, ladies and gentlemen. It can fry your home electrical system or your vehicle's electrical system. But if you attach one of these, now this is for your breaker box at home. There's a smaller version that goes on your battery of your car, your vehicle, that will prevent it from being fried in the event of an electromagnetic pulse. Because as you know, thanks to Administrator Biden, many people coming across the border now who don't exactly have the best of intentions. Protect yourself. EMPShield.com. Get huge discounts over there if you use the promo code Doug.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I, by every breath I take and every move I make, doing what I can to save the Republic from the nightmare that has been purposely cast upon us by the radical left woke Commune Socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party. And we continue to wage this battle against them by putting forth this show. And this show needs your support. Please head over to DougBillings.us. DougBillings.us, at the top of the webpage, there is a support tab. Please click on it and prayerfully consider making a reoccurring monthly donation to the program so that we can continue to bring it to you. It's how I make a living, ladies and gentlemen, and I appreciate you. Thank you so much for all of you who have already done this. It is overwhelmingly humbling and such an honor to be on this journey with you, standing with you shoulder to shoulder. I know that you're doing everything you can out there. Many of you running for office, school boards, county commissioners, volunteering at polling places and so forth and so on. Thank you. You are part of the remnant. You're part of the great reawakening that's going to take the Republic back from the radical left. And we will prevail. Today's 9-0 unanimous decision from the Supreme Court is one more example of the hope that resides out there. And to my point, proves to us that America is not on her deathbed. America is in a nightmare. And we will continue to reawaken as many people as we can to get them out of the nightmare. You see, that's the good news about nightmares, right? Everybody eventually wakes up from them. And people by the multiple hundreds of millions are waking up. You can look at the polls. More people by the multiple millions coming to our side, the right side, the Republican side, the conservative, MAGA, patriot movement side, where we know we align with the founding fathers. We align with God's divine providence over here. The radical left cannot make that claim. They do not have the moral high ground there. We, the conservative party, the Republican party. Now, we have our share of rhinos. They're pretending, you know, Republicans in name only. Those who are pretending or using the term Republican to get to get in office and get their way. We know about them, and we are continuing to work to get them out of office, and we are winning. We're prevailing in that endeavor as well. Lots of hope out there, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, consider this. We are the party of God. We are the party of the founding fathers. The left can't claim that. The left has already purposefully eliminated God from their platform, officially eliminate God. Imagine that. Nothing that they stand for with regards to their policies, their politics, their platform supports a life-affirming, God-affirming agenda. You don't get there doing what the left is doing. And we understand that the founders, when we look at history, when we look at the founders' true intent within proper context, we understand that they wanted Christianity to be woven into the fabric of this society. How do we know that? Well, we have a few different examples. We have the founding documents. Let's start there. The Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, which, you know, you've heard me say, are inspired by God and written by men. We have the private journals and writings of almost all of our founding fathers available to us. And every one of the founding fathers intended that Christianity be woven into the society of America life, of American schools. Look at the curriculum in schools from early colonial America all the way through the early republic, and you'll see that the Bible, theology, mathematics, the arts, English, Latin, sciences, all were included in public school curriculums. Now, that makes the liberal heads explode even further than they did today with the 9-0 vote, right, from the Supreme Court. But that's the truth. That's the society that the founders envisioned. And we have let the radical left, commune socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, take that away. And they've changed the narrative over a period of 129 years. Now, we have got to get to work. We as conservatives, when we're honest with ourselves, we understand we have not done a good job getting involved in the local level. But this is precisely the reason why we're seeing so much positive change, because we have now woken up and there are millions of you. And I am so grateful to all of you who have taken such initiative. And it's not easy. It's a lot of work to get involved, to run for a Republican committee man, committee woman position, to be on a Republican committee of any kind in your county, in your state, to go to work on a volunteer basis, to gather like-minded people together of patriots, MAGA, and the Republic, and the founders, to get together, to vote out the radical left extreme agenda, to vote out the RINO, Republicans in name only, agenda, and to insert back in what the founders' intent was. School boards, county commissions, aldermen, mayors, state Congress, state Senate. I could go on and on. Thank you. There is a great reawakening and every reason in the world for us to be hopeful. I think in many ways, and I talk about this when I'm out giving a speech or when I'm with you on this program, we are on the cusp of realizing the greatest reawakening to the divine providence of God that has ever been witnessed in the world or in this country. And I'm talking even including the time of the founding fathers. We will see something better than even what they experienced. We just keep plugging along and working our way through this adversity. Continue, please, to get involved in your local level. Support real constitutional republic sheriffs out there. Here in my neck of the woods in Johnson County, Kansas, there's Sheriff Calvin Hayden, who is a hero. Many of you out there know such similar sheriffs. These elected positions, these sheriff's positions, need to remain elected, not appointed. And we the people, to vote and keep these sheriffs in office. These are just a few ways that I'm trying to demonstrate to you and illustrate the hope that resides within this republic. The Supreme Court 9-0 victory is another one, a huge sign of hope. We are not on our deathbed. We will prevail. And you can continue to see and learn about this news, the truth, and other signs of hope by watching and listening to this podcast, The Right Side with Doug Billings. And how we can continue to bring it to you is simple. All you need to do, all I ask you to do, is go to dougbillings.us, click on the support tab at the top of the page, and prayerfully consider making a recurring monthly donation to the program. We'd never charge you to watch this show, but we do need your help to produce it. It costs money. So DougBillings.us, click on the support tab at the top of the page, and prayerfully consider making that monthly recurring donation. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, we are in this together, and I stand shoulder to shoulder with all of you. Can't wait to see you out on the road again. Look for the Determined Patriotism Conference coming back to a city and a state near you. I'll see you again. We stand together, ladies and gentlemen. Believe it. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that you could change the trajectory of your aging process? Look and feel better, live younger, be more active, less pain when you move around, sleep better, diminish the lines and the wrinkles on your face? Really? This is what I'm telling you. It's possible. You see, low stem cell activity happens when we get older. And it could be causing many of the health problems that some people have in the world today. Because as we get older, we have less stem cell activity, which means we age faster and we heal slower. The secret is a clinically proven and patented phototherapy non-transdermal patch, whose technology is the result of over 90 clinical studies and over 20 years of research. Your healthier life can begin today, and you can discover true age reversal. Age reversal, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. liveyoungerwithdoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there today. Or if you'd like, text my name, Doug, to 41372. Doug, text it, 41372. And get over to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Get younger. Feel younger. I'm doing it. I'm wearing this patch. I feel great. And so will you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
I want to tell you about the good people over at EMP Shield. Electromagnetic pulse. Electromagnetic pulse, ladies and gentlemen. It can fry your home electrical system or your vehicle's electrical system. But if you attach one of these, now this is for your breaker box at home. There's a smaller version that goes on your battery of your car, your vehicle, that will prevent it from being fried in the event of an electromagnetic pulse. Because as you know, thanks to Administrator Biden, many people coming across the border now who don't exactly have the best of intentions. Protect yourself. EMPShield.com. Get huge discounts over there if you use the promo code Doug.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.